This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Off the Louisiana coast today, stormy weather and high winds have hampered efforts to contain a massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The slick is fueled by a nonstop flow of oil gushing from the sea floor, and it's churning toward environmentally sensitive marshes. This all began when an oil rig operated by BP exploded and sank. At a news conference at the Louisiana Command Center, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar urged BP to work harder, faster, and smarter to cap the well.
I have asked other companies from across the oil and gas industry to bring their global expertise to the situation to make sure that no idea that is worth pursuing is not pursued.
NPR's Cheryl Corley is in Venice, Louisiana. She spent the day talking to fishermen about the spill.
As the massive BP oil spill oozes closer to Louisiana's wetlands, boats continue to patrol coastal marches looking for evidence that the leak has reached the shore. More than 200,000 gallons of oil are flowing into the Gulf each day. Several Obama administration officials visited the coast Friday, including Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, who promised a thorough investigation of the spill.
I am confident that we will get to the bottom of what happened here. Those responsible will be held accountable.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the state is doing everything it can to protect the state's fragile coastline from the oil slick, but it's still a dangerous situation.
I'm certainly worried that the booms as currently deployed are not effective. The areas will be impacted first by this oil spill, therefore are critical and fragile coastal sites. These next few days are critical. That's why we must do everything necessary, everything possible to protect our coast.
At the southernmost tip of Louisiana, where land meets the Gulf, is where Jason Landry has parked a truck full of tools. He and his friend were about to repair a boat in hopes of helping to rescue the Gulf. Landry says the oil may not have hit the shoreline here in Venice, Louisiana yet, but he thinks there is no escape from the ever-expanding spill.
All we can do now is just clean it up. You know, and that's what we're trying to get these boats ready, so hopefully since they ruined our trawling season, hopefully they'll give us some jobs to help clean it up, you know, make it kind of help us from all the money we're going to lose from this, you know, the trawling season.
Hundreds of anxious fishermen poured into a high school auditorium today and surrounded a state worker. Men and women were handing him applications as he made sure their names were spelled correctly.
Clarence Turlich.
Yeah, and that's John Farrack.
F-A-R-A-C?
Yeah.
This was the first step in the process to turn the oil spill from potential devastation and loss of work into something different. They were there to take part in the cleanup of the oil spill. Officials have moved the meeting from a small firehouse to accommodate the crowd. Trimper Glenn Swift says he wasn't surprised so many had shown up.
A lot of hungry people out there. Even the people that don't know, they can sense. There's the same feeling as a hurricane approaching, you know. And down here, I think there's like, as a fisherman, you have to go by your senses, and they know something's happened to their livelihood, so that's why they're here.
Exactly, says Tabitha Phillips, who was helping fill out forms for her husband and six other people. Among them, they use three boats to shrimp and fish, and Phillips says she's scared of what might come next.
That's a whole future out there. If it gets over there to all our oysters and everything, we won't have anything for years. Years. We'll be out of work. Hopefully they get these boats out there and get them start cleaning up.
Bad weather, including heavy winds and rough seas, complicated the efforts to contain the spill. Around the Gulf, people put out booms in hopes of safeguarding areas. It is still unclear what caused the explosion on the BP oil rig, but today President Obama directed that no new offshore oil drilling leases be issued unless rigs have new safeguards to prevent any repeat of this catastrophe. That announcement on future lease sales isn't expected to have any immediate impact. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.